Uniform 2 Tango, listening.
So how you doing, brother? In Gerald TR.
Morning than yesterday, day at a time, type of thing. And I got rid of my headache fairly early this morning. It was a real light one, but after I took me some Dayquil, it helped get rid of the headache. Everything else is just kind of slowly moving along, Tom. How are you this morning?
I'm sitting here. I got my hands full trying to change the batteries in this weather station display. Watching Bernice make breadsticks over here and talked to Bob earlier. And we was wondering how you was doing, and that's wonderful. I hope you just have a taste like my neighbor had, and she got over it fairly quick.
Well, we'll see. Well, even if I start feeling better in the next 3 or 4 days, I've still got to stay with the 10-day quarantine. They don't let you bypass that, and because they won't retest me for 10 days. So, it'll be like that. We'll see where it goes.
Once you've had it, they won't retest you, according to what my neighbor said. So don't be surprised if they don't. And that's what Veronica said anyways. They said it's not necessary.
They said they would retest at the end of 10 days just to make sure it's gone, that all I've got is what's left, the antibodies or whatever. So I'll see what the doctor says. I'll follow through with whatever they say. And I'm just, like I said, I'm staying here at home. Somebody's going to pick up some stuff for me at the grocery store today. I keep remembering a few things here and a few things there that I forgot,
I suppose it just depends on the doctor, but I was amazed when Tim told me that they wouldn't test her again because she already had it. So, at any rate, I bet it just depends on which doctor you go to. And I'm glad you're doing good, Rusty. That's scary stuff, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Well, the big thing is I'm just so tired. That's the one thing they tell you about it. It does make you, it does make you tired. And I'm trying to keep moving around so that I keep my body moving and things like that instead of just flopping down and doing nothing. I've got a little work to do here around the house. I got work, do a little work in my bathroom, and I can do that a little bit later. I'll head in there. I'm just finished breakfast and just sitting here looking at the computer to see if I got anything important I need to handle in emails today.
You take it easy. We're just trying to stay quarantined, and yes, you definitely don't want to go out and spread that stuff around. And I know you won't, but I'm sure there are those that are sick and have no help, and they got to get out, and they do. And, I just wonder, and I don't want to get into politics, but after that big rally they had in Washington, D.C., good God, I bet their hospitals are overwhelmed with it.
Well, down in Lawrence County, they had to call out the National Guard down there. The hospital system down there was being overwhelmed with people and having trouble handling it. So I read that, and that was on WSPA on their web news website yesterday. So, there are problems still going on here. Some of the hospitals in this area are overwhelmed. And but fortunately, I'm, knock on wood here, I'm going to be able to weather this at home and not have to go to the hospital. Don't want to go to it because that's a place where sick people hang out.
Well, you got that right. I've been putting off going too, and that's not a good thing. And doctor mentioned a chemical stress test last video chat I had, and I said I don't like those things, and I said it's not a good time to be in a hospital right now. And he said, yeah, you got that right. and he had just got his first shot, but they need to get off their duffs and get that vaccine out there.
They're starting to get it spread around. The problem is they some of that the temperature at which that stuff's got to be stored at. You know, not every place has the capability to keep temperature stored at minus 40 degrees or whatever it is. You know, so that's becoming a big problem with getting it out to the places. You know, they can get it there, but if they don't have the proper storage facilities for it, it doesn't do any good to get it there in such a hurry, you know, unless they're going to get it there that morning and give 500 shots that day, you know, that's kind of hard to do at one site even. And the thing about it is a lot of the Walgreens drugstores are getting involved in giving the shots. So that's being worked through the system too, you know.
And vaccine, I can't remember the name of the company that put it out. It don't have to be stored as cold as that first vaccine, and that's a good thing. And then there's a third one that is in that area, too, that don't have to be stored at cryo temperatures, put it that way. It still has to be cold, though. But I saw a line of cars in one of the northeastern states the other day where they were giving it to 75 people 75 and older, and it was lined up for miles, and they had to tell some of them just to go home because they were starting to clog up the highway where they were at. And that's my fear. If you got to go down to CVS or something like that without an appointment and you're standing in line, hey, wait a minute now, that'll expose you again.
Oh, yeah. Well, at the places they're giving them at the drugstores, they're actually doing it in your, they'll do it in your vehicle. They're doing it that way, too. So, you know, it's what it is and everything else. So, I guess we'll find out what's going on. My doctor said he'd let me know when they would have stuff and all. And getting it to the doctor's office, they had yet to receive their supply of the vaccine yet. It was about 3 days past due to them when I was in there last Friday. So, you know, they haven't even gotten theirs yet. So it's being held up. You know, those are the people that are supposed to be getting it, the doctors and the nurses that have to care for the rest of us, yet it's not getting to their offices like it's supposed to.
Now, this doctor, my heart doctor, is at Greer Memorial in Greenville, or Prisma Health System, and he got his first shot there a couple of weeks ago. So some of them are getting it anyways. And did he say whether or not they'd still give you a shot if you had it? I doubt if you need it then, do you?
Not prevent me from ever getting it again, no. It just, you know, I'll find out from them when I talk to him. And all Lisa the other day, she didn't have all the information. And as things were going, she was trying, because the other doctor, Dr. Robert Carl, he was not, you know, he was not in the office that day. So she and all the nurses were having to handle it. She was the only practitioner on board that day in that part of the office. So she was covering everything. So she was running around like a head with her, like a chicken with the head cut off, and trying just to stay with things. So I didn't go into, I didn't ask a lot of questions. I told her I'd have more questions. She said just get back in touch with them, and they'd try to answer them for me. So I said I would. But like I said, they are, you know, they are. It's in this case, this is a doctor's office, and but they're, you know, a full-service office, because they also have a pharmacy in it, too. So, but they got 9, 10, 11 doctors, 9 or 10 doctors, plus 4 doctor nurse practitioners, you know, in there. So, 5 nurse practitioners in there now working. So they've got a big crew and a lot of nurses and trying to get everybody there, you know.
Well, I've heard that Spartanburg Health System over there, well, like Phil, he said it's far superior to what they had down at Prisma. Now, I can't say that. We've always been treated well. But I put a lot of count in what Phil says, I'll tell you for sure.
WU2T. Well, the thing on the news the other day said that Prisma had, down there at Lawrence had to call in the National Guard to help with the problems they were having because, you know, they were swamped and, you know, it was getting out of hand. And they needed somebody there that, and Lawrence doesn't have a big enough police department to really do a lot about it. So they brought in National Guard to help with calm the situation or work the situation or whatever. I don't know what they're going to do. But anyway, I guess it's one of those things that happens, you know. But, you know, they're working through it and all like that, and they'll get theirs. They said they're supposed to get theirs Monday, so they'll start being able to give their people shots on Monday. And also, that'll take care of that and everything. So what are you going to be up to today?
We're going to, we picked up some Gatorade Zero, I don't know the differences in them, but for our daughter, and we've been holding on to it because they went to Florida, you know, and played a football game, stupid as that was, but they did, and so they've been quarantining. And no side effects from it yet. They had to drive back because their flight got canceled. So I thought that was good, in a way. It's a long drive from Orlando back up here, but better than being on an airplane as far as I was concerned. But they flew that Allegiant, and then they canceled their flight coming back suddenly. And so we're going to take that down there to them and some breadsticks for Amy. Amy says that we call them Frontenac breadsticks because Frontenac, Kansas is where the Austrians originated that recipe that we love so much, and Bernice can recreate it now. So we're going to take her some of that. Amy says that's her cocaine, is them breadsticks.
But I've never had any, and well, I'm looking at something that one of the people I know on Facebook just posted, said they had just registered with their local Ingles Pharmacy to receive the COVID vaccine, hoping for this week. They're one of the people that are in the 75-plus category for sure.
Well, I would have thought people with heart disease and that and really bad things would have been in that first one, too, but I haven't heard that. But at any rate, our turn will come.
Out that the person who posted this, she uses Ingles as their regular pharmacy, as her regular pharmacy. And they're talking, happily, gratefully, but I'm guessing all local pharmacies will get the vaccine this week and give it first to medical personnel. So I guess we'll see what happens. It looks like it's starting to come in. I'm supposed to be in the 1B group, and, you know, we'll see where that goes. And I'll call my doctor's office Monday and find out some more information about whether I will actually need the vaccine and all. But, we'll see what it does there and go from that, as they say. Anyway, I'm going to let you get back. I'm going to go over here and see if I can get a couple of things done and then go in the bathroom and see if I can reset the shower curtain over my shower stall. The pole has slid down on the wall, and in the process it means that the curtain is laying lower on the floor of the shower, and you end up walking all over it when you get in there, and also it's too far out towards the front edge of the shower, so it doesn't hang properly where it should in the shower. So I'm going to go see if I can do something. It's one of these poles that you unscrew it in one way and move it and then unscrew it and screw it the other way, and it tightens it up against the wall. One of those, I guess they call them compression rods.
Could be a slip hazard. That's what I worry about most of all, is falling And if you stepped on it and slipped, that would be really bad, especially if you're by yourself. I have my cell phone right next to that shower anytime you're in there. That way you can at least reach out and get it and dial 911 if you got hurt. Oh, shoot, Rusty. Life's a you-know-what, and then you die, as they say. And sometimes I wonder if that old saying isn't the truth. Well, God help us. It's Sunday, and it's a beautiful day, and you're doing all right. So there's a lot of things to be thankful for today. Although if I was you, I don't believe I'd go back to singing in that choir anytime soon. That's a terrible, hazardous spread thing, and if you can get that again, you'll probably get it. That's my tip of the day, and I could be wrong. I don't care how much you social distance, it's still a crowd, and you're still singing, so be careful with that one, and I'd put that off for a little while till we get our shots. You take care, my friend, and we'll talk to you later. W2TN0TR73 is Rusty.
Okay. Well, we're, you know, choir singing is only on Sunday, and we wear the singer's mask and everything. And I haven't been in several weeks anyway, so I know I didn't pick it up there because, you know, it's been longer than the time for which it takes that stuff to build up in your system before it pops up. Anyway, we shall talk to you later. You and Bernice have a good day. And if she has any of those extra breadsticks, why don't you slide some over my way so I can taste them personally and find out if they're as good as I've heard they are. Talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, W2T, listening.
I wouldn't even touch your mailbox handle, Rusty. That stuff scares me to death. Yeah, I was talking to Bob down here a few days ago, before you ever got sick, and he said his neighbor across the street got it, and they had went to one church gathering, and 75 people caught it at that one church gathering. So any crowds are bad, not just church, but any crowds. So you take care. Talk to you later. N0TR.
All right, did you happen to tell Bob that I had the COVID?
I did yesterday. He come on here briefly, you know, when he's going back and forth to town or something. And I just told him yesterday.
Okay, because I hadn't talked to him. All right, talk to you later. And I'm going to go see what I can do in the other room. Go warm up my coffee cup first before I try to do anything, finish this second cup of coffee. Talk to you later, N0TR, W2T, clear.